There was a man who was arrested by the police in New York City a few years ago because he was selling the elixir of eternal life, and people were paying him money. After a little bit of research, they charged him with the appropriate crimes, and they looked up in their database, and this man had been charged several times for the same crime in 1795, 1812, and 1914. Okay, you understand that little joke. There was also a man who was looking for the fullness of life, for spirituality, or as you hear on the television, this is the secret to becoming fully human, to exceed even the potential that you have. And as he was walking by a lake, he said to his spiritual advisor, "What is the essence of this lake? What is the mystery of this lake?" Till finally the master simply pushed him inside. In the Christian religion, there is no secret. That's why the gospel is proclaimed loudly and for everyone to hear. In fact, Jesus tells us that we have to become like little children. In other words, not childish, but what gives children the beauty that attracts us to them? Their honesty, their sincerity, their trust of their parents. These are the things that God tells us, because the first step to any scientific and theological progress is to know the things that you don't know and to do the things that you know. So just as a person was pushed into the lake, a person was asked, "Well, how do I pray? Pray. How do I swim?" One of my friends said, "Well, where did you learn how to swim? In the water. You got to get in. You got to do it. No one can do it for you. No one else can make that act of faith. And there is no secret. In fact, the entire Bible, Jesus told us, is composed of two basic ideas. Love your neighbor and love God. Very simple. Now, how to do it in your particular circumstances is not easy all the time. That's why we have books. That's why we help one another. In fact, I was thinking about sports. Most sports have a simple object. Get a goal. Throw a touchdown pass. Go home. Very simple, right? But people write thousands and thousands of books. How to play baseball well, how to hit, how to develop soccer skills. Because to love neighbor, to love God, is a multiplicity of talents and skills that we can develop, and some are counterintuitive. Some are things that we do not learn easily. But there is no secret. No priest, no bishop, no patriarch, no pope. No one's got a secret into it. In fact, there's an old joke, if you excuse me. But this was told to me by a bishop. He said, when parishioners were going through hell and they saw their pastor there, they go, "What are you doing in this lake of fire?" He says, "Dad, don't worry about me. I'm standing on top of my bishop." In other words, I have the same obligation and the same challenges as you do, to love God, to love neighbor, to become like children and say, "I don't know this. Is the earth at the center of the universe?" Well, if you don't know how big the universe or where it ends, the correct answer is, "I don't know." Sometimes we laugh, and the medieval things, they thought we were at the center of the universe. Now we're smart. Yeah, we're smart. We know how big it is, and we don't know where it ends. So the correct answer is, "I don't know." So be humble in the way you love one another, the way you love God, and always be anxious to learn how to be better and listen to your enemies. They will often tell you the truth that your friends are too polite to tell you. Slava Isusu Christus.